The top stories on ABC News. Labor is calling on the government to thoroughly explain why two Rwandan men accused of murder were resettled in Australia as part of a people swap with the United States. The two men accused of killing Western tourists in Uganda in 1999 spent 15 years in US immigration detention despite failed prosecution efforts. They were given safe haven in Australia. Their current location is not known. Labor leader Bill Shorten has made his case for the Prime Ministership by invoking a famous speech from former PM Gough Whitlam. In his final speech of the campaign, he urged people to vote for change on Saturday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison told an audience at the National Press Club that now isn't the time for change, urging voters to give the coalition another term. Australia's unemployment rate has pushed higher for a second consecutive month. The Bureau of Statistics figures show the jobless rate rose to 5.2% last month from an upwardly revised 5.1% in March. The rise was due to an increase in part-time employment as full-time positions decreased. And Washington has ordered the departure of non-emergency employees from Iraq as tensions between the US and Iran continue to rise. It comes as the commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard warned of a possible full-scale confrontation. The United States has recently sent military forces to the Middle East, including an aircraft carrier, B-52 bombers and Patriot missiles, in a show of force.